is the Clink Law Podcast, providing clarity to the many gray areas surrounding estate planning so you feel empowered to take action. Now here's your host, Peter Clink.
Hello, everybody. This is Peter Clink, trust and estates attorney. Let's talk about death and taxes. Today's subject is guardianship. A guardian is a person with the legal authority and responsibility to look after somebody unable to manage their own affairs. An adult who's unable to care for themselves may need a guardian. Guardians are also appointed for minor children who are legally unable to make those decisions. Minor children can't complete government paperwork, they can't enroll in school, and they can't make most financial decisions. Typically, the child's parent does these things for them, but what happens when the parent is died or is otherwise unable to fulfill the duties? Guardianship is usually the answer. Today, we're going to focus on minor children so that when you ask yourself, what happens to my kids if I drop dead? You're principally asking about guardianship. A minor child needs a guardian whenever there's no parent able to serve. Now, this can be both parents having died, but it also can be if no parent is around at the time who's competent to serve. For example, what if the parents and the child are in a car accident, leaving both parents unconscious but alive? The child might be sitting there with a nurse, a police officer, and decisions have to be made about medical care for the minor child. The child might need some tests or some stitches, but it might be really serious. Who authorizes this care? Further, if the child is healthy, who takes the child home? Who do the police or the nurse turn to for this child? Now, many estate plans do not consider this, but most states do have laws that allow parents to appoint a temporary guardian. It's temporary, not a permanent guardianship. This document, separate from the will, which, remember, your will only takes effect if you're dead, this temporary guardianship document names the person who can step in when neither parent is competent, but at least one of them is alive. The temporary guardianship can allow medical care and gives authority to this person to take the child home. If you have a minor child, this is an essential document. It provides a clear path of authority in what is likely a chaotic and stressful situation. Further, it allows the police and medical professionals to identify the person with legal authority. So they're not forced to sort out the correct person from a hallway or a room full of relatives. Once a child's older, this document can be scanned in and kept in the child's phone. The child can know that in an emergency, this document can be shared with the police, the doctor, and then a phone number can be shared and they can be taken care of. Now, this is contrasted with permanent guardianship. If both parents have died, then the courts oversee who's going to be the guardian. But in your will, you can name the person you wish to serve. It's beneficial if both parents agree on this person. Otherwise, you could be left with people competing for the job with equal claim. In the end, the judge does pick the guardian, but let's try to avoid creating conflict between families. Your child will be facing a traumatic, life-changing event. So try to make this process as easy as possible. Who do you pick? Who should serve as guardian? Sometimes parents find it easy to select the person they want as their child's guardian. Often it's a short list. There probably isn't that many people in the world that you trust with your children. But for others, trying to agree on the right person is a problem. Families sometimes don't get along, or they might live far apart. Concerns are, will the guardian make sure the child gets to visit all the family members? Will your child be educated the way you wish? Is the ideal guardian maybe a little old and even with the best of intentions, maybe not up to raising a teenager or a toddler? These questions are all sound and should be thoroughly examined. You don't have a crystal ball and can't tell the future, but having a frank and honest discussion with the parents, between yourselves and the potential guardian, will help you ensure that you've made the right choice. And remember, you can constantly update this decision. We encourage our clients to review the choice at least once a year. Things change. Perhaps your mother was the best choice a few years ago, but now she moved into an over 55 community and can't raise the kids in her house. Maybe your sister had another kid and no longer just has the energy to care for your children should you die. You make the best choice you can for now, but review this decision over time. We do nudge our clients with emails to examine their documents at least once a year And for minor parent, you know, clients with minor children, that's something you really need to do. Just make sure that person's still the right person for the job. So what else should you prepare? What else should you think about? Well, remember, should you become incapacitated, the temporary guardianship can take care of your child, make decisions, take them home. But once they've taken control, these kids cost money. You know that. Kids are expensive. Your guardian will suddenly be taking on a substantial financial burden. You're incapacitated. You can't write a check. How are these bills paid? Make sure that you have named an agent through a durable general power of attorney. This document gives your agent the right to access your bank accounts, manage your money. Furthermore, you got to make sure that this durable general power of attorney gives the agent the right to use your funds to take care of your kids. This way, the agent and temporary guardian work together. The guardian provides care for your child, and the agent pays the costs. Now, if you've died, the power of attorney is void. Instead, your executor, under your will, takes control. If you have a minor child, you should have set up dynasty trusts in your will. These provide a way for your trustee to hold the money for your children and pay their expenses. The trustee and the child's guardian work together. The guardian acts as the parent, while the trustee manages your child's inheritance. So these are just some basic ideas about guardianship, a short introduction. Hopefully they've allowed you to understand what these jobs are. They need to be documented. Just saying things out loud is not good enough, right? The police need the piece of paper. The doctor needs the piece of paper. And someday, if it happens that you pass, the judge needs to know what you really wanted. And everybody remembers what you said at Thanksgiving out loud differently, right? So document. This should be part of your estate plan. We're happy to talk about that. If you're in Pennsylvania or New Jersey and you want to discuss guardianship, just set up a call. If you're in another state, call your trust and estate's attorney, professional near you. But do your chores, folks. Once you have kids, you know, there's a lot to do. This is just one of the things. Get it checked off your list. So I hope you enjoyed this. I look forward to speaking to you again in the future at my next podcast. Be well. And we'll talk some more about death and taxes next time.
Thanks for listening to the Clink Law Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and share.